Animal magnetism. Quote, as named in Christian Science, animal magnetism or hypnotism is the specific term for error or mortal mind. It is the false belief that mind is in matter and is both evil and good, that evil is as real as good and more powerful. Close quote. You must come to see that what you really have to handle always is animal magnetism. We will not heal until we understand animal magnetism and learn how to handle it in Christian Science. Animal magnetism is the term for negation. Mrs. Eddy says it is the specific term for error. When our leader says animal magnetism is the specific term, she means animal magnetism has not been cut off or thrown away. She means we have to handle it. Then, what are we going to do with it? Remember, we are forever in the realm of good, in the age of realization. We are not ever talking about evil, but of the all-in-all of God. The platform says, quote, evil is nothing, no thing, mind, nor power. As manifested by mankind, it stands for a lie. Close quote. In Unity of Good, Mrs. Eddy tells us, quote, from the beginning, this lie was the false witness against the fact that spirit is all, beside which there is no other existence. The use of a lie is that it unwittingly confirms truth, when handled by Christian Science, which reverses false testimony and gains a knowledge of God from opposite facts or phenomena. Close quote. A lie is nothing in and of itself. It is a lie about the truth, and is forever telling us what truth is not. Does God know evil? No. Do we know something God does not know? No. The belief that you have a mind that knows something God does not and could not know is pure hypnosis. The trick of error, evil, is to suggest that you have another mind. But under whatever pretense or disguise error may appear, it is never anything but malicious animal magnetism, a bland denial of the allness of mind. Do you remember the third plank of the platform, the marginal heading of which is, quote, evil obsolete, close quote? Yes, evil is outmoded, outdated. When you stop giving it reality, it will not bother you. Quote, the consciousness of good has no consciousness or knowledge of evil, and evil is not a quality to be known or eliminated by good. While iniquity, too evil to conceive of good as being unlike itself, declares that God knows iniquity. Close quote. When you fully understand animal magnetism, you will handle it with no fear. The word handle means to think through. The following mathematical equation will clarify the use of the word handle. Now, take for example the equation 2 plus 2 equals 7. You know this is an error. Animal magnetism is the specific term for error. So, instead of saying 2 plus 2 equals 7 is an error, call it animal magnetism. But if you leave it there, you have done nothing about it, only given it a different name. Now it is presenting itself as animal magnetism, and you have to do something about that. You have to replace it with the fact. The fact is that 2 + 2 = 4. In mathematics, you go back to the principle and get the absolute fact. Here you see that 7 negates the 4, or it is the 4 misstated. The 4 was there all the time, but you just could not, or did not, see it. In science, you do not leave it as just animal magnetism, but you take it back to principle, divine love, divine mind. You see that animal magnetism is the negation, or mind misstated or misseen. This negation of the truth is only telling you what God is not, just as the 7 is telling you what 2 + 2 are not. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Science shows that what is termed matter is but the subjective state of what is termed by the author mortal mind," close quote. And, quote, "Science understood translates matter into mind," close quote. We must translate matter into mind and know all as God knows all. Then science is understood. Quote, "The new tongue is the spiritual meaning as opposed to the material. It is the language of soul instead of the senses. It translates matter into its original language, which is mind, and gives the spiritual instead of the material signification," close quote. Mrs. Eddy states this so well in the textbook, where she says, quote, "The very circumstance which your suffering sense deems wrathful and afflictive, love can make an angel entertained unawares," close quote. Your suffering sense, your animal magnetism point of view, deems it wrathful and afflictive. This viewpoint seems very terrible to you, and you get frightened. But Mrs. Eddy says, viewed from the standpoint of love, it is an angel of which heretofore you were unaware. This is handling animal magnetism, and it is necessary. When we reach this stage, quote, "Then thought gently whispers, come hither, arise from your false consciousness into the true sense of love," close quote. It does not make any difference whether it is the figure 7 or a lump in the breast, it is the very same thing. It is the very circumstance, the angel misseen. This is handling animal magnetism, and it is easy. One of the most important things to understand is that there is no person. If you can see that there is no person, then you will see there is no disease. To have disease, it has to be personalized. When you find God as the only person and find there is no disease, you find man as the full reflection and incapable of sin or sickness. You have no alternative. You see that sin and sickness have no entity. and you can fasten them to nothing. You have reduced them to pure hypnosis. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, man is never sick, for mind is not sick, and matter cannot be, close quote. Why can't matter be? Because matter is a myth. Matter just isn't. From my early studies, I was always drawn to the chapter Science of Being. I found, as I studied it, I gained continually a greater sense of the nothingness of matter. The textbook states that matter cannot be. Then, of course, matter has no place in the science of being, or the exact knowing of the is, the being. When you see the nothingness of matter and the allness of God, you cannot possibly have any disease or discord. Let me call your attention to another great statement of Mrs. Eddy's in miscellaneous writings. She says, quote, matter is a misstatement of mind. It is a lie, claiming to talk and disclaim against truth. Close quote. Then disease, being a false sense, is a misstatement, a lie. Remember this. Since matter is a misstatement, it must be wholly mental, because a misstatement would have to be an activity of mind. It could not be a thing, a condition, nor a person. It would not be out there. If it were, you would not know it. As a misstatement, it comes to you as consciousness, as a false mental concept. Being a misstatement, it would have to be a lie about truth. When a lie is reversed, the truth is stated. The lie is only the negation of truth, or it is the truth stated negatively. Matter is non-existent. Matter cannot be. Matter is a myth. If matter cannot be, then disease cannot be. Mrs. Eddy tells us, quote, disease is always induced by a false sense mentally entertained, not destroyed, close quote. And a false sense is a mistaken sense or a misstatement. She adds, quote, disease is an image of thought externalized, close quote. It is, then, mortal mind's objectification. Mortal mind's thought would have to have identification because, quote, mortal mind sees what it believes, as certainly as it believes what it sees, close quote. In the next sentence, she says, quote, the mental state is called a material state, close quote. Then, this mental state is really a state of mistakes. And that is matter. That is all there is to it.